From now until the end of December, tune in to Premier Christmas Radio and experience the hope, peace, love and joy that only the sounds of Christmas can bring. Enjoy hours of Christmas music, classic carols and festive favourites. Listen now on the Premier Plus app or your smart speaker. Premier Christmas Radio, the real sound of Christmas, in association with Open Doors.
Lucas on Life.
Hello, welcome to Lucas on Life. I'm Jeff Lucas. You're listening to Premier Christian Radio. Thank you for joining me this evening as Christmas is just a couple of days, hours away. And perhaps this Sunday has been a day full of activity and now you're settling down for a little rest and reflection and you've tuned into Premier Christian Radio. It might be that you're together with family or friends, or perhaps tonight and over this Christmas period, you'll be alone. It's all been rather quiet lately, and perhaps memories of other happier Christmases might be lingering in your heart and mind. Well, whatever your situation tonight, let me say again, thank you so much for joining me. I pray that the time we share together this evening will bring some real Christmas joy for you. Every year during the Advent season, most of us sing them. Yes, I'm talking about those Christmas carols. But where do they come from, these familiar songs, and what are some of the stories behind them? The idea, the practice of celebrating in December with special songs has been around for thousands of years, even before Jesus was born. Of course, prior to Christ's coming, to state the screamingly obvious, they weren't Christmas carols because there was no Christmas. But the winters can get cold and dark and dreary, and so in Roman times, people celebrated with a winter festival called the Saturnalia. To be honest, it was a rather raucous event with lots of wild dancing and singing. Come to think of it, rather like some of the Christmas celebrations that many engage in today. It's a bit strange, isn't it, this Christmas celebration thing, a birthday party, while the birthday boy, Jesus, is tragically ignored by so many. Back in history, when the Christians arrived, they were concerned about all that godless winter partying, so they began to develop carols, old songs with new Christian words. The word carol probably comes from the old French word carole, which from around the mid-1100s meant a popular circle dance accompanied by singing. By the late Middle Ages, carols had become more associated with Christmas and the Nativity, and carols were the songs of the common people who sang them in their homes, often to their favourite folk tunes, while in church, more formal professional choirs sang sophisticated Christmas music. Hark the herald angels sing. Let's think about the words of that so-loved carol written by the great Methodist leader Charles Wesley in 1739. Hark. That's an old-fashioned word. It's a call to intentional listening, to tune in to what God is saying. Hark is an order to listen carefully. That's sort of difficult, isn't it, at Christmas time when we're all in such a rush, but as followers of Jesus, we're called to live intentionally as listeners, walking with God by faith and daily tuning our hearts and minds to what he says. Jesus said, "It's written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." And when we have a sense of God saying something to us, that can change everything. It can challenge a habit, a negative way of thinking, a sinful preoccupation. As we enter into what Karl Barth, the theologian, described as the strange new world within the Bible, then we discover what we believe and we apply in our listening those words to our lives. Psalm 1 has been described as containing the central message of the entire Bible. Psalm 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked or stand in the ways that sinners take or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. And that little psalm really says to us, there are two ways. There is a way of ignoring God, even mocking him, or there is a way of listening to him and walking with him. Let's be a people of intentional listening and not neglect the pages of Scripture or the possible whispers of the Spirit in our hearts this Christmas time. And then this carol is a call for us to see with eyes of faith and to see life through God's perspective. An angel of the Lord appeared to these shepherds, these men who were at the bottom of the social ladder. Perhaps that's why they were invited to the birthday party of Jesus, because right from the start, his coming meant that people ignored, people on the margins were being included. My discovery is that I desperately, and I use the word thoughtfully, I desperately need to see life through God's perspective. And again, if that's going to happen, I do need to soak myself in what he says in his word. When we do that, together with the shepherds who went to Bethlehem, we respond to a call to joyful, expressive worship. What is it the carol says? Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem, a call to worship. As we hear that call, as we refuse to be totally distracted by the blur of Christmas, so we listen, we respond, we worship. May it be true for us. It was 203 years ago when Silent Night was first heard by Austrian villagers attending Christmas Eve Mass in St. Nicholas Church in Obendorf. It's the most recorded Christmas song in history, originally written as a poem. Silent Night is about a calm and bright night and the wonder of a tender and mild newborn child. These words were written in 1816 by a young priest in Austria, Joseph Moore, not long after the Napoleonic Wars had taken their tragic toll. The backstory is that the priest went for a walk before he wrote it, and then he looked out over a very quiet, winter-laden town, and he was inspired because the town was so at peace. And the song he wrote, it was sung in churches, in town squares, even on the battlefield during World War I, when during a temporary truce on Christmas Eve, soldiers sang carols. Silent Night, by 1914, was known around the world and was sung on that battlefield simultaneously in French, German, and English. Isn't it true, as we think about peace, that today we need peace within? 700 years before the birth of Jesus, Isaiah spoke these words, "For a child has been born for us, the gift of a son for us. He'll take over the running of the world. His names will be Amazing Counselor, Strong God, Eternal Father, Prince of Wholeness. His ruling authority will grow, and there'll be no limits to the wholeness he brings. He'll rule from the historic David throne over that promised kingdom. He'll put that kingdom on a firm footing and keep it going with fair dealing and right living, breathing beginning now and lasting always. The zeal of the God of the angel armies will do all this." Words from the Message. Peace. There's a beautiful Old Testament word familiar to many of us that speaks of the power and the breadth and depth of peace. It's the word shalom. Shalom speaks of the peace with God that leads to peace within ourselves, peace with each other, peace with our environment, peace between groups and nations. Shalom means much more than a cessation of war. It includes blessings such as wholeness, health, quietness of soul, preservation, and completeness. Years ago, Jim Packer wrote these words, "The Old Testament uses one treasure chest word, shalom. Shalom, translated peace, proves when unpacked to mean not just freedom from war and troubles, sin and irreligion, but also justice, prosperity, good fellowship and health, and all-round communal well-being under God's gracious hand." Throughout the ages, successive translations of the Christian scriptures have narrowed and distorted our understanding of peace and justice, of shalom. When the scriptures were translated into Latin, the nearest word for shalom was pax, meaning legal order. But that's a long way from shalom with its wholeness, well-being, flourishing of the spirit in balance with creation. But that Western concept has stressed the rights of the individual, of entitlement, with much less awareness of the gift and task of living in right relationships. Shalom, the gift of God to us, the Prince of Peace coming. As we look at Jesus by faith, we see the wonderful counselor who has the best ideas and strategies. Let's follow him. As the mighty God, he defeats his enemies easily. Let's hide behind him. As the everlasting Father, he loves us endlessly. Let's enjoy him and rest in his love. And as the Prince of Peace, he reconciles us while we are still his enemies. Let's welcome his peaceful rule and reign. Joy to the World from Mariah Carey. Perhaps you love that version. Perhaps you've heard it so many million times, you're not quite so affectionate about it. Well, the message, nevertheless, is so beautiful. Joy to the World, an English Christmas carol written back in 1719 by the English minister and hymn writer Isaac Watts. Its lyrics are an interpretation of Psalm 98, celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Today, the carol is normally sang to an 1848 arrangement by the American composer Lowell Mason. It's a beautiful song celebrating the truth of the nations being called to celebrate because God's faithfulness to the house of Israel has brought salvation to the world. So allow me to just read some scripture as we think about the message of joy that Christmas celebrates. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He's remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Wherever you find yourself as we navigate our way over the next few days into the Christmas season, and let me just confess, I always find it a wonderful but a bit of an odd time. There's that weird feeling that you get when you recognize that millions of birthday parties are being held with great extravagance often and significant expense. And yet for so many, the person whose birthday it is not invited at any level. For me personally, as a follower of Jesus, that's just a little disconcerting and strange. Whatever your circumstances, as this year draws to an end, however you feel as you look towards the forthcoming 2025, my prayer for you is that you will have a very real sense of the peace and the presence of God this Christmas time. Over this last year. Let me thank you as a listener, if you've tuned in occasionally or frequently to Lucas on Life. And let me also just take a word to thank Bradley Howard, the producer of this show, for all that he's done and the patience that he's shown over this last 12 months. God bless you. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Lucas on Life.